Hi, Lori.
Hi. It's your first official meeting, isn't it, for the airport?
Yeah, and I don't know if we've met before. Have we met before?
Not officially. I think you might. I sit by Colleen. And so I think you might have been talking to her one time, like months ago, and I said a quick hi, but that was about it.
Well, it's nice to formally meet you.
Yes, you too.
I'm excited to be here tonight.
Yes. Yep. It's we got kind of a big agenda, but I think we're going to get through it.
And Sophia, I am able to be here for the whole hour.
Oh, excellent. Yeah. Wonderful. You can keep me honest about the hour.
Yeah. At 6:50, I'm going to give you 10 minutes.
10 minute warning.
Yep.
So Lori, is it okay that I use the public link? It just seems different from our council meetings. I just want to make sure I'm the right one that you need me to be on.
Yeah, I think you can do either one. What happens if you go in through the public link? I just do a quick click to move you to a panelist.
Oh, okay.
So it just takes a second. Perfect. No big deal. Did you guys get your panelist links today? Because we had trouble before.
Does that show up on the calendar or in an email?
It's an email. And okay, it's kind of like got a lot of stuff in the email. Yeah.
Yeah. I only got one from you. So I don't think I got something that I saw was a panelist email, although I'm not sure I'm supposed to read it that way.
Yeah. And it's not, it doesn't come from me. I'm going to look and see. It comes from
Zoom. Okay. Yeah. I don't think I got it.
Okay. Well, maybe then we'll, let's see where. Maybe, yeah, and going through the guest or the public link is no big deal. That is no problem at all.
Okay, great.
Let's see. Yeah, it does. It comes from noreply@zoom.us.
Okay. I missed that one.
Yeah, no, that's fine. And there was problems with it before. I'll have to check in with Megan and see what's going on.
Okay.
Now, did you want me to make you a co-host? Like, were you, like wanting to share your screen, or I have the agenda pulled up myself?
Actually, I'm going to rely on you because I tried to forward this PowerPoint that was one of those PowerPoints that got converted to a PDF. And for whatever reason, I think it got blocked out of my council account, which happens sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to read from it. And I don't have a need to control the screen at all today.
Okay. That sounds good. Yeah. Because I know Nancy liked to do all that. So, okay.
Yeah. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. You can tell I'm looking over at my other laptop so I can.
Yeah. I know. That's, I've got two screens going too. So, yes.
Yeah.
I know, I'm always impressed when people can fully talk to you, but yet you can tell they're like looking up stuff as they're talking to you. It's very good at multitasking. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I can do that somewhat, but not when I really need to pay attention to something on the screen. I admit I cannot do that.
Yep.
Yeah. Or I hate doing that. And then someone asks me a question. So you have like, you're tracking three things.
Yeah.
And yeah, I don't do well then.
Okay. Well, there's Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi there. I was muted and now I'm not.
You know, it seems like it's been a while since we've had a meeting, so.
That's because it has.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Evan, Sophia, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jeff? Nice to see you today.
Ready to go to a restaurant.
Yeah. I think someone said is it a year now that we've been in this?
It's not quite close.
Yeah.
Was in Arizona playing golf and got back just as it hit.
Oh, wow.
And I'd really like to be doing that again.
Yeah, I was thinking of playing golf in Wenatchee one summer, and it was just this really fun amateur tournament, and it was 103 degrees. I'm sure it was probably hotter in Arizona, but I miss that too. Do you ever just go to the driving range?
Oh. Hello, Javier.
Hi, Jeff. Good afternoon. Good evening.
Hello, Javier.
Good evening, customer.
Jeff and Javier, did you guys get your panelist link today?
I did.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's somewhat working. Okay. There's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Good afternoon, everybody.
Hello, Brian.
So, Brian, I'm going to make you co-host, but it's only if for some reason I lose internet, which I, knock on wood, never happened before, but just in case, it's just a way to keep the meeting connected.
Okay, sounds good.
Are we expecting anyone else, Lori?
No, I think you have all the committee members.
Okay.
And then we have two guests.
Okay.
Dave Kaplan and JC Harris.
Okay. Great. Well, I have 6:03 on my clock. Should we just get going? Okay, great. So good evening, everyone, to our airport committee. And I'll be chairing this meeting. And if you have questions about chairmanship and that type of issue, we're happy to talk about it a little bit more. But we really wanted to keep this group going. We know that the issues that you deal with are really important. We did take a break last month. But we just want to just pick up and get going where we left off and perhaps have some ideas about where do we go from here? So Lori, can you bring up the agenda for us? Is Lori still on? Is she gone? Lori?
Yep. Is it? Can you see it?
I can't see it. Can you all see it?
Okay. Whoops. Here.
Okay. Great. So I just wanted to pull the agenda up and I'll call the meeting to order at 6:04 p.m. But I thought that maybe we could start with introductions since we have a new member from City Council, Council Member Schilling, with us today. So Council Member Schilling, do you want to go first? And also tell us what your interest is in this committee.
Hi all, Kevin Schilling here, city council member. My interest is in generally building a stronger relationship with the port, not necessarily seeing them as adversaries, but seeing them as partners in the region, and sort of re-examining the focal points of our policy interests here to understand that planes are still going to fly. They're going to fly over us. This is geographically destined. We can't do anything about it. So what we can do is we can work collectively with the port to address certain problems that are upon us. And that just takes dialogue, that takes conversation, and that takes some imagination. So I'm interested in examining those issues and keeping ourselves in the business of the port moving forward. Great.
Thank you, council member. So I'm just going to move to the next person on my screen, which is Jeff Harbaugh.
Good evening. Well, I joined 2 years ago because I was concerned about noise. I've spent 2 years drinking through the fire hose to try and figure out what's going on. And what I would say is this is a lot more complex than just noise, and there are other issues that need to be addressed as well. It's certainly not that noise is unimportant, but as Kevin says, the airport isn't going to go away. There's going to be some noise. I'm curious about, I hope that there's more time spent on some of the health issues, which I think are particularly important to Burien residents. And I am hopeful, as Kevin said, that the relationship doesn't have to be adversarial all the time. I don't know how that can work, though I have some ideas and I'll look forward to talking about them.
Great, thanks, Jeff. And we look forward to hearing about those as well. Javier is next on my screen.
Thank you, Councilmember. So my name is Javier Tordable. I've been part of the Burien Airport Committee for the past 2 years or so. I actually got involved with the Quiet Skies Coalition about 2.5 years ago, and that led to participating in the Burien Airport Committee. I've been very interested in the effects of the airport in the city of Burien. I think noise is the most obvious one, but air quality is also important as well. And in general, environmental justice. And I think some of the problems that I saw when I first joined the committee are still there, right? I think, it's a good step to assume that the port is not necessarily always antagonistic, even though in many occasions they have behaved that way. But there are a lot of things that we could do if the port was willing to collaborate with us. There are other cities around the world where they have nighttime curfews, for example, right? Where they divert cargo planes to other airports in the region, right? Instead of airports that are close to urban centers and so on and so forth. But I think there are a lot of policy ideas that we could discuss, and that came over and again, right? And I'm looking forward to discussing them in this next iteration of the airport committee.
Great. Thank you so much. Brian.
Thank you, Councilmember Aragon. it's my pleasure to be here. I serve as an ex officio member of the airport committee, so it's a pleasure to be here. I know we've had some challenging times here over the last 6 months or so, and kind of, I think we've had differences in direction, in terms of what that relationship and what type of process we're going to utilize to have impacts on noise, health, environmental concerns. And I'm just very pleased, Jeff, that you're here. I appreciate that. Javier as well. And, we started a selection process for new airport committee members, and we're seeing quite a bit of interest too. So, I want to thank you both for being here. I've been in the South County area for entire career, in fact, has been in South County City. Now, this is my 42nd year of public service. I was around when the third runway was being discussed. I was part of that in Federal Way when though that huge issue for many of the South cities going forward. And more recently, as chief of staff for the mayor in Federal Way, involved in airport community issues to address. So when I came here, I had some background, you know, to fall back on. But I, as well, have been in an ongoing learning process about, you know, what, how we can impact health, noise, and environmental concerns. I look forward to the agenda tonight. There's quite a bit of positive things that are happening, especially with through START and some of that efforts and actually some results to report on as well. So again, thank you all for being here. It's my pleasure to be city manager in Burien. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Good evening, Mayor Mata.
Good evening. Yes, thank you. Well, when I first got involved on airport issues was back in probably 1999, when I first moved into Burien. I wanted to move to the city. I knew that it was that diverse, could have spaghetti or tacos, but I didn't realize the impact of the airport until later on. And, you know, for a long time, you know, I really didn't realize the impact of the airport when it came to the health. I knew the noise, that just was common sense, but more than anything was my health and the air quality. And when I started hearing Quiet Skies talking about air quality, I started thinking, well, I'm wondering if that's why my son, my daughter have asthma, why I suffer from asthma. And I started hearing the planes it's just more and more. And so I said, well, I wanna, you know, I knew it was the toughest issue in the city of Burien as well. So when I got elected, I wanted to be part of getting involved in the toughest issue that the city has. And this is one of the toughest issues the city has is the airport, because it encompasses a lot of things. You know, it's not only noise, but it's our health, our children's health. Is it safe to plant a vegetable garden outside underneath the flight path? I don't know. I thought I knew before, but I don't know. The water. You know, we have a lot of runoff water here in the city. And then, you know, we have big flat tar. So how's that contaminating, you know, our surrounding areas? Right now, I remember the third runway, but right now, more than anything is, you know, that third runway also created job opportunities. So we have people that work at the airport that are able to make their house payments because of the airport, that are able to make their car payments. But the question is, what other opportunities are there than just entry-level jobs that we have? Just like be having Burien and SeaTac and surrounding cities, that, you know, there's a lot of entry level jobs. But the question is, what's going on with aviation? Aviation is a big part of Washington State, should be a big part of Burien. Both my children went to aviation high school. The people that are hired here at my office are, you know, aviation graduates that understand, you know, the impacts of the airport. And so as moving down here is, yeah, we cannot, I don't think we'll ever have a peaceful relationship with the port, but I think we can have a working relationship with the port. But I always think that we're going to have to check Big Brother. And I've always said that. One of the things is now you have Beacon Hill and you have other communities that are having these same conversations. And I've sent some information just recently today about Beacon Hill's community organizing. But why I'm involved in this, it's the hardest issue our community is involved in. It's about economic justice. It's about environmental justice. And just justice in general. And so the question also is, we as council, are we doing justice with having people underneath the flight path? I don't know. I can't answer that. And how far up should we be away from the planes? I wanted to stay in Burien for my business, and I opened up my business, and I am directly underneath the flight path now. And I can tell you, I'm glad that even I have some noise over on my house, but I can tell you how much of a break it feels to at least have some sleep there. But during the day, it's just plane after plane. So it's the biggest issue that Burien has. And so I wanna be involved in and not run away from the biggest issues that we have. And I'm happy that Jeff and Javier, that you're still here involved. I look forward to continuing to work with you. And my motive here is to work with everybody and be able to go with the majority. And you know, but there's some times where the council hat comes on as where we go. And I think that that's what ended up happening last time. So I'm more than happy to spend evenings here in the future and more hours if we need more hours. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Lori?
Oh, I didn't know I'd be called on. So, and I'll put my video on. So let's see. So I've been the staff support now for, I guess, over 2 years, maybe 3 years. And yeah, it has really been a learning experience and a huge learning curve, because there's a lot of technical aspects to the airport as well. And I think we've spent the last couple of years, you know, doing very technical aspects. And so it is kind of exciting to see maybe a little change into, you know, more community outreach and, you know, going down some different paths. So I'm excited to see what the year brings.
Great. Thank you, Lori. And you said we had a couple of guests with us. Was that Dave Kaplan and JC Harris?
Yes.
Yes. And so, Dave, do you want to do an introduction and your interest being here with us tonight?
Or let me, oh, I just allowed you to talk, Dave.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Dave Kaplan with the Port of Seattle. And obviously, I keep tabs on everything that's happening all around the South King County area. Particularly those jurisdictions which we partner with immediately surrounding the airport. And appreciate the work that the committee does. Thanks. Great.
Thank you, Dave. JC.
Hello, my name is JC Harris. I'm with the City Council of Des Moines, and I'm also part of a group called CTACnoise.info. And I am very happy for the work that your group has done over the years. And I would just suggest that it is better to have as much communication as possible outside of START and the Highline Forum. Members of the electeds should be getting together just to have coffee and just to exchange ideas outside of formal structures. That's the best way to make some progress. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you, JC. Thank you for those suggestions. Thanks everyone for taking a little bit of time to introduce yourselves. And Lori, can we bring up the agenda again?
Mm-hmm.
And okay, so our agenda is pretty tight. I'm committed to having you here for an hour and really try not to go over that time. I want to be respectful of your time. And so I'm just going to go right into the first routine order of business, which is approving the minutes. Any questions or a motion to approve the minutes?
Make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those that approve? Yep. Any nays? Okay, I don't see none. Okay, thank you. Minutes have been approved. Okay. And we'll move right into the purpose of the Burien Airport Committee. And Lori, do you mind clicking on the resolution 405 so we can see that? And this is really about grounding us in how we were established as an airport committee in 2016. And there'd been some revisions, as you can see from number 6 and 7.
Not 7 and 8.
Oops. Yes, there are 7 and 8. So does anyone have any questions about the purpose of the airport committee? Would it be helpful for us to go through them one by one? I know, or do people have questions right off the bat?
I liked the additions. Okay. I don't think that I saw this before it was adopted. Obviously, the council had no obligation to show it to me, but as a committee member, I wouldn't have minded seeing it.
Okay. Okay. Well, I agree with you, Jeff. That would have been a good process improvement. So Brian, do you have any background or Mayor Mata about why just the changes, the improvements to the purpose?
This is Brian. I do think that, with the experience of the airport committee, working through related issues that, like for example, 7, to ensure coordination and information sharing among individuals and various airport related committees, task force. I think that was a recognition that the committee needs to work in partnership with others, with other initiatives, other task forces, and that with that comes, better coordination. And I think there's some examples of that, not only with our airport committee, but how START has materialized, with not only when how it was started, but then with the changes that have been made over the last couple months. But then also, Mayor Mata made reference to some of our partner cities like Beacon Hill, Vashon Island, other cities who've had, airport related issues and the importance of sharing information. The business value of the fact that the committee meets monthly and the fact that this is the only council committee that's been established. So the importance of this, of having, not only 3 of our council members leading this effort, but the fact that this is the only council committee in the city of Burien, I think it speaks to the importance of the mission and what's identified in this document. The last 2 items of change were had to do with representation, and there was some interest initially about having an equal representation of residents and businesses, and I think for 2-year terms, and I think the committee came together and said, it really has to do with that representation is important, but it also having people that may have maybe 4 residents as opposed to 3, so a combination of 6 members that represent residents and businesses was the intent of the committee. And then I think the last change here was just the city manager serving as the ex officio member.
Great, thank you. And Lori, can you scroll up a bit? And Mayor Mata, did you have a comment also?
Yeah, I just wanted to, what ends up happening, so these are really the established, why the committee was established, but I've never really seen, for instance, it says to discuss both positive and negative impacts of the airport in the city of Burien, that if that had a heading and then it would be, okay, well, what are they, right? Is there documents out there with the city? But a lot of this stuff is fitting because the airport issues are so complex that it has a whole bunch of different things, right? And this kind of absorbs all of them, which I like, to discuss agreements between the city of Burien and the Port of Seattle related to the airport, including but not limited to the interlocal agreements. Well, that would be nice to have in this, well, what are they? How many do we have? I know we have a couple of them. The other thing is that for us not to forget that although we have the port here, it's not only the port that we need to be looking at as when we talk about the port, unless this committee is just about the airport. But when I think about the port, I think about the whole thing, right? What's the economic engine of King County? When the waterways, when we have ships that land here, planes have to come here. So it's all intertwined. And I don't think we've ever really had anything. We've never really discussed that, right? Because there's some ships that go to Alaska. So naturally we're going to have more people flying into Burien. But just as seeing these, I think over time, it's just been built on. This last time we opened it up, it was more to clean language and to make sure that things were more concise and understandable.
Great, thank you. Anyone else have comments or questions about this document? Okay. Well, I think this document is really helpful for us to regularly look back on it, because I read the scope of things that we are to look at. And just like any other group, it may choose to focus on one or two items, but it'd be helpful to see the totality of what we are asked to look at and to see if there are any missing areas that we haven't explored to be a more effective committee to meet the goals here in the resolution. Thanks everyone for your input. And Lori, can you go back to the agenda? Okay, so our next item is to discuss the Buren Airport Committee chair selection for 2021. And I'll turn that over to Brian.
Hey, thank you, Councilmember Aragon. So as I mentioned before, this is the only council committee that is in place. And we have three council members for that that are serving. And so the chairmanship of the committee is one of those three council members. And so that process is available for that selection to take place. And it can either be group of one of the council members, or it can be a vote amongst the council members themselves. So it's an open process in this regard. And I know Councilmember Aragon, you have started here with leading us this year. So it is up to the council members to make a decision in this regard.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. And I am very interested in being your chair, mainly because that I think your work is really important. I'm also attracted really to the complexity. We learn a lot about Burien and our partner cities around us, and also the opportunities we have with the Port of Seattle and even Seattle neighborhoods and other communities that are impacted by the airport. And as we saw in our charge as a committee, that we are to see all those things. So I'm happy to do this work to make sure that there is a forum for really productive dialogue amongst all of us who care about the city and its relationship to SeaTac Airport. Okay. So is there anything proceed? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Mata.
Yeah, so, I'm not interested in running for chair of the committee. I'm here to help in any capacity that I can. I would like to, you know, support you as chair of this committee. And I have not heard from Councilmember Schilling to see if, you know, where his interest is, but really, you know, if there's no interest from anybody else, then I would say that we can make a motion.
Well, Mayor Mata, I'm not interested in doing it. I think Councilmember Aragon's a good choice for it. I'm wondering about do we vote on it here, or do we have to wait for us to have a full committee? What's the process for voting on a chair of the airport committee?
We could make that decision here.
Yeah, Councilmember Schilling, being that no other person can chair the meeting except for a council member.
Right.
So that's the reason why. So really, it's if there was an issue here where you wanted to be the chair, then we would vote on it between the council members.
Sure. Okay, I don't. So I move to approve Councilmember Aragon as chair.
Yeah. All right, I'm in favor of that. So.
All right. Well, thank you for your support. I really do think this is a team effort. You know, the rules are supporting of a council member being chair, but honestly, this is the work of the committee. So, I'm here to support you all. And, I look forward to this next chapter, and I hope I'm making it clear that I'm really open to feedback as we go along as a new chair of this committee. So thank you very much for your support. Well, and Javier and Jeff, any questions at this point? comments?
Not for me.
Okay.
No, not for me either. Thank you.
Great. Thanks. So we'll move on to our next agenda item, and that's the update on the SeaTac Airport Stakeholder Advisory Roundtable. And I'll go back to Brian.
Okay, thank you. So I'll move, Lori, if you could pull up these procedures. I thought I'd through the a couple documents that I'm happier in the packet and encourage our committee members to, if you have had a chance to look at them, great. But the first is the START operating procedures. And you'll see some changes to these. When we as an airport committee met with the city of Des Moines, there were 13 items that were identified as important to the, you know, to make changes to the airport committee. Or to start, and there were, you know, mixed reviews from our, you know, participation, and ultimately, you know, there was a time when three jurisdictions pulled out of START, and so as a result of discussions amongst the three cities, but also the six cities as well, they did come together with some, okay, we need to make some changes to the START operating procedures. And so I will say that Lance Little, Marco Malinis, and the staff at the port worked hard to really implement many of those changes. Not all of them, but some were to get to the issue of how does the participating members, it function more as a cooperative group with specific objectives, not just updates all the time, but how do we get to action steps and taking those steps? So, you know, a couple of them, one is this, the first is the reporting structure to the Highline Forum. And the Highline Forum is where elected officials are assigned. None of the participants of START are elected officials. And part of that is by design. The sensitivity of several of the FAA, the airlines. And I can already see there's been one meeting so far and there's marketed difference in their approach and the information that they've put forward. And there's a recognition that, you know, not putting elected officials and staff in kind of an awkward position. So this relationship with the Highline Forum is the Highline Forum is where the policymakers are. They're the ones who dictate policy and provide direction. And so this structure has been finalized where nothing comes out of START. You know, it'll have a reporting relationship to the Highline Forum where those policy changes can be public, you know, and START is a public process too, but the policy decision-making will be, you know, at the Highline Forum level. So that was a pretty significant change. In terms of membership, we've had representatives from airlines, air cargo, FAA, and those relationships continue. And with the six cities all having relationship or coming back, that's been good. They also formed a steering committee, which there were some questions and concerns about agendas for START that the member cities didn't have an opportunity to participate in what those topics would be. That whole structure has changed. And as you can see from these criteria, the steering committee meets ahead of time. They come forward with topics as well as the port and other partners. And then there's a specific plan and a strategy to address those topics, and not just updates, but action steps that come with those. The facilitator, there was a commitment by the port that would be a joint decision as to who would facilitate these particular, you know, the START efforts. And so there is a new facilitator that was interviewed and reviewed by all participating cities. This particular person and his company has done quite a bit of work in South County cities and agencies. And so we've had one meeting so far. There's been a couple, but his it's BDS Planning. And his name is Brian, God, I can't remember his last name, but he's done quite a bit of work, again, in the area, and the meetings so far have been good. So I don't know if there's any specific questions regarding these, the summaries. I wanted to say on the meetings themselves, those all have to be approved by the steering committee before the port, before they're publicized, or before the port, you know, takes any information that comes from START. So that's a big change. And again, I think with the couple meetings, there's been one meeting and then a couple work group meetings that you know, we've seen some progress. But I'll certainly open it up for any questions at this point.
Brian, I was wondering who was going to prepare the annual report.
So there's a draft that is in play right now, and it's being circulated to the START members for review. So I have that. I can distribute that to our committee members to see that draft if you'd like, and that would be—
Yes, please.
Okay, I'll make sure that gets out to you all.
And for every START meeting, there will be a meeting summary rather than a transcript, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
And it has to be reviewed and approved by the steering committee, so.
Okay. And how are the working groups going to be established?
There's currently two working groups. One is the noise group, and that group has, you know, several of the programs. And again, we have two citizen representatives that we want to start that process. In fact, I wanted to provide notification here today that we're starting that process, not only opening up for airport committee members, but to having two new START representatives. And my hope is that Jeff, you and Javier will make application and express interest in representing us at START. And so any not only for the START meetings, but these two working group meetings, those can be attended also by our citizen representatives too. So noise is one, the other is the federal policy work group. And again, some really good work that's occurred. I wanna make mention of two things, and I'll also talk a little bit about this noise report that's on the agenda here tonight. But there were two changes that really are, I think they're significant, but they're not, we have a lot more to do, but it is progress. And one has to do with noise. Is I know all of you are familiar with this EVA Air flight that oftentimes is in the middle of the night, you know, 1 or 2 in the morning. It's a 747, very loud, heavy plane. And that particular flight has generated numerous complaints. And what through this, some of the work of START, some of the work of the port, some of our community is that EVA Air has just announced they're going to change the flight from a 747 to a 787, which is a much quieter aircraft. And so there is belief that that is a direct result of some of the work that's been done here in the area. The other is the runway use agreement, which is to reduce the use of the third runway during nighttime hours. And that has been, is a voluntary program, but it has resulted in much less use. And for the city of Burien, and I did have a council member from Normandy Park who commented as well, that there's significant difference in planes taking off and landing from the interior runways as opposed to the third runway. So I have some reporting on that as well. So if there aren't any questions, let me go. I did include the START, the priorities that were identified by START. And these have been as a result of a survey of all of the participating cities. And these were the priorities that came about, which are some of the same ones that I think our airport committee has focused on as well, which is community engagement, aviation noise, air quality and health impacts, future of aviation and mobility, federal policy. You know, specifically the big one is the 65 DNL, you know, where there's so many alternatives, especially the World Health Organization that talks about 45, you know, DNL and the impacts with that. So there's a lot of federal policy work taking place, you know, in this regard, which it's time consuming, but there are steps to reduce that. This one part here talks about completed priorities, but I think it's recognized that a lot of these aren't completed, but they're in the topic categories of some of the information that's been provided. But aviation noise, federal policy, health concerns, environmental concerns, those all continue to be a focus of START on behalf of the communities. These priorities, again, it can show exactly how these were responded to by the different priorities landed. So let me move to, I just want to go over, this was a presentation from the noise working group. And this was the last meeting that came through. And again, I look forward to having community representatives assigned to START so that they can you know, participate in this as well. But this was a fourth quarter report on the late night noise limitation program. And there's been a lot of criticism about this to say it's more of a marketing program, but you know, there really are some results. And I mentioned, you know, one on the runway and also the change in the planes, but I wanted to go to this air carriers that exceeded their thresholds in the fourth quarter of 2020. And you can see some of the number of flights and then the number that exceeded. And many of these are based on the type of plane that's used. And you can see this EVA Air, you know, has a number there and what their percentage of operations. But one of the things that, which probably isn't going to be a surprise to any of you, is the impact of cargo now over passenger flights. This Air Transport International, which is Prime Air, Amazon, is just, their growth is phenomenal. And the number of flights that are cargo related. So these are some of the challenges that we'll have. And you can see some of these late night or the runway use agreement with the FAA. And one of the positive things you can see in January of this year, there were only two total landings on the third runway during those late night hours between 12 a.m. and 5, which is pretty remarkable. Granted, we have lower flights, but we still have cargo that's going. And there's less flights now because of the pandemic, but to have only two in the whole month is pretty remarkable. So I think with that, I'll open it up for any questions and appreciate it.
Any sense of how things might change when there are more passenger flights? Will that affect the nighttime landings? Well, of course it will, but how much?
Well, you know, they did produce some documents to show that their projections on when things will come back is it's like a 5-year period that, you know, the passenger traffic will get back to where it was. So some of these, you know, opportunities to change the use, you know, the runways, when these flights start coming back, you know, can make a difference. But and then also the pursuit of quieter aircraft, which mm-hmm. with the MAX coming on board, it was interesting to listen to Alaska Airlines talk about how they're making their changes to their fleet. More MAX planes, which are much quieter, and some of the larger planes that I had mentioned before, you know, they're moving the 747, the 777. Some of those are being phased out for quieter aircraft, even on the cargo side too. But we have an awful lot of work to do, and I, you know, spoke briefly here about the noise working group, the federal policy work group. There's some data. In fact, Mayor Mata sent me a document from Beacon Hill area about there's a March 10th deadline of getting community feedback regarding their study, the FAA's noise study. And that study really showcase the impact of noise on communities. And there's a draft letter that is to respond back to that, which would have all of the city's signatures on it, as well as the Port of Seattle. And so important for us, especially on a federal level, to address these concerns through the FAA. One of the federal pieces also is the fact that with the change in the administration, there are quite a bit of opportunities to have maybe more changes on the FAA in terms of addressing some of these key local issues around noise and health and environment.
So Brian, are you making a recommendation to review that letter and potentially sign on?
I have that letter, and I can get that letter to our members and have mm-hmm. them give me feedback on that. I have interest by our surrounding cities in this letter, and I can make that available to our committee.
Okay. So it'll be added in the minutes and other materials from this meeting, and we can get feedback then from council members and our committee members and sign on.
Again, it's a letter that was originally under Lance Little's signature to the FAA, but looking at the content of it, suggested that this would be something that the city would want to sign on to. So mm-hmm. that's currently being addressed by the port. Mm-hmm. But it's one of the most comprehensive letters that I've seen that really, puts a focus on the FAA and addressing mm-hmm. these our concerns.
Okay. So just for clarification, I don't know, I guess I'm missing the issue with this letter. It's going to be circulated in this committee. And so what is that ask about it? Is it just to ask questions? Is it to sign on? Is it just a FYI?
I would say it's an FYI at this point, but I think it adds a springboard to the many issues that we as a airport committee and as a member of START should be pursuing, both with the FAA and with, federal policy pertaining to noise, health, and environmental concerns.
Great, thank you. Okay.
I was gonna say that there is an agenda item for the federal, and I have As I don't know if our committee members are aware, but the city of Burien is fortunate to retain a federal lobbyist that functions on our behalf. And so his name is Mike Doubleday. And so he is keeps us in tune with federal issues that are through our federal system in relationship with our federal representatives. And he did send me some information about federal legislation that's being proposed by some of our different representatives. And I've included that correspondence here in the notes.
Great, perfect. So if anyone has questions about this report, if you have them now, let us know. If not, you could also send comments once these materials are out with the minutes.
I'd be really interested in reading the report. Ascent is so cool, not just because I'm a Coug, but like it is an incredible collaboration and innovative program. So I'd love to read a little bit more about the notes there and ways we can maybe be involved in some of that. Maybe as a city becoming a municipal park, because if you scroll up a little bit, you can see in the list of agencies that are involved with Ascent, it is a lot of federal agencies and then Wazoo, and a lot of private sector stakeholders. But I think there's opportunities there for us to really make an impact and say we've had this experience for years and we'd like to give you a municipal perspective. So that'd be something I'm interested in because Ascent is just really cool.
Great. Thank you, Councilmember Schilling.
One comment. I was wondering if sustainable aviation fuel was necessarily less polluting than it was burned. We do not know the answer.
You know, I could briefly talk about that. I do know that the biggest risk with general aviation fuel, which is part of the UW study on the PM 2.5, nanoparticles and particulates, and those generally are coming from aviation fuel. There's some other sources as well, but certainly around airport communities, that is a big issue. My understanding is that sustainable fuels, biofuels, do not produce anywhere near the level of PM2.5 type particles. But again, this is one of those areas and of how to address, the future of aviation, not only from potentially the use of biofuels, but also, electricity as well.
Thanks, Brian. I'm just doing a time check and I have 6:46 on my clock. And I just want to make sure we have time for public comment. So we can go back to the agenda. Okay, let's see here. I'm just looking at what else we need to cover. But actually, if it's okay with folks, I'd like to go ahead and just provide the 5 to 10 minutes of public comment since we have guests. And then we can go back to the really brief portions of the agenda that we can cover.
Okay.
So Dave Kaplan or JC Harris, do you either of you want to make a public comment at this time?
The only comment is that Brian was searching for the name of the facilitator for START, and his name is Brian Scott.
Two first names.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Councilmember Harris. Okay. Well, let's go back to the agenda and I'll check on Councilmember Harris before we adjourn to see if he would want to make any other announcements. And Lori, can you pull up the, thank you. So one thing I skipped is council member activities with regards to the airport. And I think there's been some mention that there's been some really educational broader public meetings with the Beacon Hill Council on a couple of things. One is SeaTac Airport as well as the King County International Airport. And they do, in my mind, have really good overlapping points with regards to communities surrounding it and for issues that we should be kept in mind in terms of exposure. And also that the cities around the airports are similar in that they're very diverse communities and also have similar socioeconomic characteristics. So that's something we should always keep in mind. So in terms of from a meeting from the King County International Airport, one of the things I wanted to share with you, and I'm happy to share this PowerPoint, is that they have very good data collection and presentations that are focused on health and environmental justice. For example, they document how many playgrounds, playfields, parks, and schools are within X distance of the King County International Airport, for example. In terms of health justice, they've noted that there's the highest asthma hospitalization around that particular airport. And they provided education about how there's negative impact to brain, nervous system, respiratory system, and linked to preterm births, and actually talked in length about the preterm birth studies specifically and lessons learned from Los Angeles International. And some of you may know, but for the United States, in terms of the industrialized nation that we are surprisingly lagging in terms of our ability to prevent preterm birth. So that's particularly alarming because that's not something you should be seeing in an industrialized country like ours. They've documented in terms of noise pollution, what to look out for is a negative impact to cardiovascular, mental health, lower reading and math scores. And as we know, there's been heightened awareness or wanting more education in terms of the impact on school children for schools that are under the flight path, and also how it contributes to lead pollution, which the result is neurological, renal, reproductive, and physical development systems. And I think also one of the things that I found helpful in listening to these other communities is listening to also some of the strategies that they would suggest to policymakers. And for example, and some of you have already mentioned this, a suggestion to really integrate concerns about the airport, the King County International Airport, into the King County Strategic Climate Action Plan. And the city of Burien is launching, and council member Tosta is really engaged in the climate action plan for Burien. And so perhaps that's something that we can talk about in terms of broadening our strategies about the impact to the airport. So that's what I wanted to share with you, and happy to share this information. I know that there's quite a bit of info that came in from community meetings just today. So that's something that I'm happy to share with you and that we can talk further as we have additional meetings. And also what I would like to hear from you as well are any educational presentations that you think would be helpful for this committee as we sort of reorganize and reorient ourselves and have a landscape understanding of what's happening out there. I appreciated Jeff's pointing out and wanting to know more about the aviation fuel and the difference in that and what kind of difference it could make in terms of the concerns that we have. So let's see, the other few things we have on the agenda. Councilmember Harris, are you still on? No, he's not on.
No, I'm muted.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to give you an opportunity for public comment, given that we're at the end of our time.
Okay, well, here it is. I have heard a bit of talk tonight about direction And I would suggest, you know, it's not my city, far be it from me, but I am writing a book on the history of SeaTac Airport. So for what it's worth, you should think of your committee kind of like the EPA, in that your only interest should be protecting the community. You should never come to this meeting thinking about jobs or the economy or any other interest than protecting your residents. You have an economic development team, which is fabulous, and all kinds of people who are working nights to, you know, work on jobs and make your community more prosperous. But this is the one venue you have to protect your community, and that should be your only concern. And that's kind of what's messed up things over the decades, is that especially electeds, we've been the worst. We've always had this divided interest. You know, will this grant help me? Will this, you know, thing that the port does bring me new sidewalks or a few jobs or what have you? And we haven't had a consistent strategy for simply protecting the residents. Like in the federal government, you would have an EPA that's looking out for the environment. And then you have another area of government that is like the FAA, which looks out for the interest of airlines. So that's really, I would suggest, would be the way to look at it, rather than, you know, going back and forth. Well, is this good for the economy? And is this for, no, the only interest should be protecting your residents. And that's it. Thanks. I got to go.
Thank you, Councilmember Harris. Okay, so our last couple of topics are selection of the Buren Airport Committee members.
Councilmember Aragon, I've got to hop off. Sorry.
Okay, Kevin. Oh, sorry, Councilmember Schilling. That's right. See you at the next conversation.
Got to go to another meeting.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Okay. All right, Brian, what... please let us know about the Buren Airport Committee members, and we need to recruit more members, and what's that process going to look like?
We started that process to recruit Airport Committee members, and we have had some interest. And then I'll be starting the selection process for the START representatives, community representatives, and I'm hopeful that our two airport committee members would be considering that potentially. And Jeff, if you have any questions about this that you'd like to talk offline, please let me know. I have had the opportunity to. So if you have questions, let me know.
Thank you.
Councilmember Aragon, if I could, I'd like to hear from Jeff and Javier if they have any questions, because we've had a pretty substantive change here, and I'd like to get their thoughts about moving forward as we address these important issues for our community.
Javier, you want to go first?
Sure, thank you. Yeah, I don't have any questions from my side. I had the chance to speak with Brian in a previous occasion. We went through all the different questions that I had, and I don't think there's anything else. I'd be interested in participating in START as a representative. So if that is a decision, I'd be happy to do that.
Great, thank you, Javier.
Well, I'm hopeful that we can be a little less confrontational in this iteration of the committee than we got to be toward the end last year. I also hope that we can be a little more specific and analytical about what our focuses are and what we're going to try and accomplish. I have some concerns about the START process and the START committee that haven't all changed from 2 years ago, last year at least. But I'm willing to give it a try. And I think Brian has done some good work and making some progress. And I've been through a couple of tough negotiations, though never one that's quite this unequal. And I wish last March when Brian had come back and said, well, I've got some agreement here that rather than allowing the consensus to be, well, you know, that's not everything we want, so the hell with it. I stood up and said, it's a good start. When's the next round of negotiations? I didn't do that. It seems to have gone on to some extent. Brian, I have some further questions about START, which I'll get to you with based on all the documentation you sent to us. But I am at least hopeful and prepared to give the process a try.
I appreciate that. I'll reach out to you, Jeff, and to get those questions answered for you.
Okay.
Okay, great. And then finally, is this meeting, the regular Tuesdays that we set for this meeting, does this still work for everyone?
I'd say personally, I cannot attend the next two meetings, but I should be able to attend afterwards. The next two meetings, I have a non-related class at the same time.
Okay. What about you, Jeff?
Yes, they're fine with me.
Okay. And Brian and Mayor Mata? So that's good. Okay, great. So we'll leave it as is. And we'll see you at our next scheduled Tuesday. Again, there's any other input that you have, feel free to just, you know, email Brian and he'll compile all of that for us. And I'm also interested in hearing, you know, what other kind of deep dives in education you're all wanting to see as we sort of reorient ourselves and do a landscape view of the what's next for this committee. So thank you so much for joining us this evening, and I look forward to working with everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good start.
Thank you very
much. Good night.
Okay, good night.